This morning I've chosen a little bit to talk a little bit about something that I got thinking about this week. The question that came to my mind is hearing and listening the same? When you hear, is it the same as listening? Do we hear what God says, what God speaks to us? Do we hear when our friends and family speak to us? Husbands, wives, you can't look at your husbands, because I've been accused of that many times, that I don't listen. I hear, but I don't listen. So if that's the case, you know, do we hear what God says? But then do we listen to what God says? Do we listen to our family, to our friends, when they speak? And it's a challenge to me, because we all know someone who hears or pretends to hear, but they don't really listen. I've got a nephew that way, bless his heart. Love him to death, but you can talk to him, and he's looks like his full attention is on you. 2 seconds later, he's talking about something totally different that he experienced and has nothing to do with what you just said. Those kind of people can be a little bit annoying sometimes, and it's a challenge to us to not be that way, I think. It's an effort to really listen. Hearing and listening, I feel, is two different things. And I know hearing is something that I'm starting to lose a little bit. I'm a little hard of hearing. Why? Well, probably in my younger days at work, we used to build metal buildings, and there's a lot of loud with the impacts going. It's very loud. And shooting guns, hunting, and things like that. And back in those days, we didn't use hearing protection. I don't know if they weren't yet or if we were just too cool to wear hearing protection, but we didn't have any. So I'm starting to pay for it now. But so hearing is something that, you know, it's a physical thing that, you know, if I can't hear as good. I've also been accused of selective hearing. And selective hearing is probably most of you husbands have been accused of that at one time or another. And I got news for you. I think everyone has selective hearing. You only hear what you want to hear. Well, try dropping, like, I thought about after last night, I should have tried it, but if you're in a big group and concrete floor, a loud floor, and drop a bunch of change on the ground, see what happens. There's a lot of noise going on, but there's something about that money hitting the ground. A lot of people's heads are going to turn, I bet you. So there is selective hearing. We hear a little bit what we want to hear. All right. Now, there's a question that came to me is, you know, how do you hear from God? How do we not only hear, but then we have to listen? You know, God doesn't call us on the phone, and God doesn't necessarily speak in an audible voice. How do you hear from God? Well, there's a lot of different ways. One is through reading the scriptures and through prayer with him. And a big thing also is quietness, you know, which, you know, meditating. My worst problem as far as hearing goes is when I'm in a big group or when there's a lot of noise and a lot of jumble going on, then it's really hard for me to hear. And I think it's a little bit, that's the way in our Christian life. Is for us to not only hear but listen. If our life is jumbled up and going and just everything is wide open and you don't take time to sit and be quiet and meditate and listen to God, I think that's a challenge I think that we can have in our Christian life. All right, and so, you know, quietness lets God speak. Now I'd like to. For scripture, I'd like to read James, the first chapter. Read some verses there. And my caption says, listening and doing. I'm going to begin at verse 19, go verse 19 through the end. James chapter 1, beginning of verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth about what kind of man he is. But whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. You know, the verse 19 is talking about being swift to hear, slow to speak. Swift to hear, obviously, is hearing. Slow to speak is comprehending or listening. So a lot of times, you know, we hear something and we fire back, we didn't really have time to comprehend or listen to what was said. Verse 22, you know, it talks about it, we can hear it, but we need to do it also. It's not just a hearing, it's a doing involved in that. And down a little bit farther in verse 23 and 24, and I was reading this, a little bit of studying, I had to chuckle myself. You know, really, this may not be exactly what they're saying, but I look at this as, you know, if we only hear, it's like getting up in the morning and looking in the mirror, okay? You look in the mirror and say, yep, that's me. Go to work or go about your, and do nothing about it. And so I know there's some of you guys that probably do that, but if you, by looking in a mirror and seeing the state you're in when you get up in the morning and just going on and forgetting about it, that's a little bit like hearing and not doing anything about it. So anyway, verse 25 there, I think, is a promise that we can all be encouraged in. If we listen to God, and if we do his will, we will be blessed. It's something that God will bless us. And Matthew 13, chapter 9 says, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the thought I'd like to leave with you this morning is that it doesn't do a lot of good for us to only hear. I mean, hearing is one thing, but you have to comprehend or listen, and you have to act upon that. That's all I have. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.